This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 16th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As the day unfolds across Israel and the Middle East, much of the region enjoys clear skies with mild temperatures. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv bask in comfortable spring weather, while Haifa experiences a slight breeze. A warm night is expected later, perfect for evening strolls or enjoying time outside. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, according to the Jerusalem Post, the Israel Navy intercepted a Hezbollah drone aimed at Israel. The IDF also struck terrorist sites in southern Lebanon, capturing a significant weapons cache. Also, just in from Mariv, Lieutenant Col. Rez. Amit Yagur warns that the current ceasefire with Lebanon might be deceptive, describing it as a potential honey trap. Also this hour, JNS reports that Israeli forces have destroyed 70 Hezbollah positions in Bint Jebel. Troops uncovered over 130 weapons hidden in a local school. Separately, Forward reveals a significant shift in U.S. politics, as all but 7 Senate Democrats voted to block weapon sales to Israel, marking a notable policy change. And finally, from JTA, several Jewish moderates, including likely 2028 presidential contenders, have joined the push against arms sales to Israel, signaling potential implications for future diplomatic relations. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that U.S. forces are maintaining a blockade on Iranian ports, turning around 14 vessels in recent hours. Meanwhile, journalist Noga Tarnopolsky shared that Lebanese President Joseph Aoun avoided a call with Netanyahu, opting instead to speak with Donald Trump. From the Times of Israel, there are reports of settlers attempting to steal Palestinian-owned sheep in the Hebron Hills as violence in the West Bank escalates. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the interception of the Hezbollah drone, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF's actions in southern Lebanon were part of a broader effort to neutralize threats from militant groups. This operation highlights ongoing tensions despite ceasefire agreements and underscores the fragile nature of peace efforts in the region. Turning to the warning over the ceasefire, as Mariv highlights, Lieutenant Col. Amit Yagur cautions that current peace efforts may be misleading. The situation demands careful monitoring to prevent potential escalations that could destabilize the border areas. Meanwhile, Israeli forces' destruction of Hezbollah sites in Bint Jael, reported by JNS, comes amid relentless efforts to dismantle militant infrastructure. The discovery of weapons in a school raises concerns about the use of civilian spaces for military purposes, complicating peace-building efforts. On the diplomatic front, Forward's revelation about Senate Democrats' vote against arms sales to Israel indicates shifting political dynamics. This move could affect U.S.-Israel relations and influence future arms negotiations. Finally, as JTA elaborates, the involvement of Jewish moderates in the arms sales debate may impact the broader political landscape, potentially shaping future U.S. foreign policy towards Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, in earlier reporting from Israel Hayom Business, industry leaders are addressing urban renewal challenges despite prolonged conflict. Recent developments suggest a shift towards more efficient revitalization efforts. Separately, Globes reports that Nofar Energy plans a dual listing on NASDAQ. CEO Ofer Yanai cites the company's growth and revenue increase as key factors in this strategic move. And finally, CTech highlights Intel's stock surge, nearing a two-decade high. AI-related deals have propelled Intel's market cap, reflecting growing investor confidence. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.